Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
President Trump has referred to members of the gang, MS-13, as animals. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says the gang is infiltrating the U.S., calling unaccompanied minors from Central America wolves in sheep's clothing. There's been a strong focus by the administration on legal crackdowns, but less talk about preventing young people from joining gangs in the first place. This morning, we hear about two organizations working thousands of miles apart with a similar goal in mind, showing young people a glimpse of their futures beyond the gangs. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has our story.
It's only a 10-minute drive from the 4-star Sheraton Hotel in San Salvador, El Salvador, to the neighborhood of Las Palmas. Celina de Sola is our escort into the community, which is known throughout the city as a territory of the 18th Street Gang.
The reason we can't take pictures and all that stuff is because, you know, there's always people watching. Everybody knows exactly who comes in, exactly who leaves, what they're here for, and so you... Even if you can't see, you're being watched.
We take a sharp left turn onto a narrow street. You get the sense you're traveling into a ravine or a gully when you enter Las Palmas. Most of the homes are constructed with concrete blocks and tin roofs, and they're sort of stacked on top of one another. It's densely populated with one main road in and one road out. And as De Sola says, it's extremely isolated from the rest of the city. For residents of Las Palmas, simply walking up the hill and across the street to a bus stop in rival gang territory could end in violence. We arrive at the public school and meet Maritza Trejo. She started volunteering at the school 8 years ago. On Trejo's first day, she asked 4 different cab drivers to bring her to Las Palmas. They all said they wouldn't go there. Trejo says the stigma chained to the community is hard to break. Like when people look for work outside of the neighborhood.
A lot of the kids change their address. You know, they don't put Las Palmas, they put it's just San Salvador. But the employees know that, so they'll keep asking, okay, so where exactly in San Salvador do you live?
What are they seeing when they see Las Palmas on the ID?
They immediately see gangs, you know, and so they think maybe you're not a gang member, but you're probably the cousin, the brother. And so the employers don't feel safe, and they would just rather not take the risk.
It's a Saturday, and the school is full of children, 7 years old to high school students. They're here for cosmetology club, science club, and English club. A group of teenage girls practice a dance routine for an upcoming competition. Others run and kick soccer balls off the walls. El Salvador has one of the highest murder rates in the world, but this school is a safe space, full of colorful murals and music and laughter, and secured behind a gate. 15-year-old Karen is working up a sweat playing soccer. She takes a break to talk about why she's at school on a Saturday. We are only using her middle name to protect her safety. If there were no clubs here at school, it would be a lost cause. If there were no clubs right now, the young people might be in the streets, stealing, killing, and all kinds of other things. The nonprofit group Glasswing International runs these clubs as part of its community school program. Glasswing has similar programs in more than 40 schools across El Salvador, as well as programs in Guatemala and Honduras. De Sola, Glasswing co-founder, says the community schools program is more than arts and crafts and sports. It's about building resiliency in young people and helping them craft a vision of their future beyond the narrative they're surrounded by every day.
In El Salvador, young people are exposed to a lot of violence. They're exposed to a lot of trauma. So these kinds of activities really take all that into consideration. Their grades improve, their self-esteem improves. These are really important characteristics when you're talking about violence prevention and youth development.
More than 2,000 miles away from Las Palmas, in East Boston, Diego Pizarro carries a white piece of paper with names and addresses scribbled on it. Pizarro is a frontline youth worker with ROCA, a community organization based in Chelsea that focuses on keeping young men out of jail. In recent years, the organization has created a specific outreach program for Central American youth. Pizarro says that's a direct response to an increase in unaccompanied minors relocating to the greater Boston area.
We have very young kids who cross the border, most of them without an adult. Most of them are fleeing because something horrible happened to them. But crossing the border for them is freedom.
But that freedom can be short-lived, and more with access to social media, Pizarro says, a young person's roots travel with him.
What we often see is kids who are coming from, let's say, a certain part of the city in El Salvador, where is either MS or 18th Street sort of like regulated. If they belong to that barrio, that immediately labels these guys as one of them when we're not trying to be part of it. So
that's when they're thousands of miles away.
Exactly.
Pizarro digs up names and addresses from court records. He stops by parks where he knows Central American youth in Greater Boston hang out. His goal, he says, is first and foremost just to let these guys know he cares. By the time a young man has made it on Pizarro's radar, chances are he's had a run-in with the police, ended up in court, and might be serving probation. And this is exactly where Roca wants to step in.
We figured out, look, there's a whole group of people just write off. But if they get the right support and you spend enough time, in fact, they can succeed and be who they hope to be in their hearts and in their minds.
Molly Baldwin is the founder and director of Roca. The group has been working in Chelsea and Greater Boston for 30 years, helping young people get their GED, helping them with job skills, and, like Pizarro says, just making connections.
Right before I went to meet you guys, I was sitting with a young man, and he says, look, you think I want to be these? You think I want to represent this? I don't think I have a choice. There's a lot of guys that want to hurt me, and I don't want to be sitting around, you know, waiting for that to happen.
Where was that young person originally from?
He's from El Salvador. Yeah.
Back in Las Palmas, we are asked to put our equipment away when we leave the school gates. The less attention we draw, the better. We walk down to a field where a pickup soccer game is underway. I get the okay to pull my equipment out of my bag, and I ask a few of the teenagers about their reputation of their community, what outsiders think. De Sola, the Glasswing co-founder, translates.
There are people who think badly of the community. They look down on the community, and people from other communities think that this community is dangerous.
But then I ask the young men what they think about Las Palmas.
Hermoso, bonito, tranquilo, de paz.
Beautiful, calm, peaceful. De Sola smiles and says, this is why we're here. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.